what is interesting also about 2006 is that it is a confluence of a number of prophetic pointers in predictive astrology as well as in other sources. You even have the very interesting futurological study of William Strauss and Neil Howe in their book, The Fourth Turning, which looks at four generational seasons that create what's basically a historical cycle that repeats itself like seasons. And they're 20-year periods. And they were saying as far back when they published the book in 1997 that they figured that the crisis period would begin, the next turning, the fourth turning into a new era. After crisis, then there's success. You know, the crisis galvanizes people to change and make things better. But it's a 20-year period of crisis that's supposed to begin right now with this new year. And boy, has this year already taken off.
I was going to say, John, I mean, we're just a few days into it, and look what's been going on. Oh, my God.
And, you know, when you look at the potentials of three Watergate-size scandals for the president that are not just one but three, or the fact that you had the dramatic move of Ariel Sharon to try to create the Kadima Party, a middle party that would pull the people on either side who are just tired of the deadlock, the gridlock that's happened in Israeli politics over the Palestinian peace initiatives. The fact that the election looked like he was going to win a landslide in March when the scheduled elections take place. And now that when one thinks about it, such a giant man in Israeli politics, if he is not there to use his force of personality and charisma to make this thing happen, a lot of people are feeling it will put the peace process on hold, that the Israeli people don't know if Ehud Olmert will be able to, who's also sympathetic with Sharon's policies, he's going to try, the former mayor of Jerusalem is going to try to sustain this policy and make Kadima happen. But whether he has the charisma to bring people over, hopefully he does. But it's a very trying time. So that's the other issue. The third issue, the third marker is astrological. And it deals with in astrology, the transit of Saturn into Leo. It happens for about 2 years. Have you ever noticed that back in July things started to get smoldering and building up to something towards the end of July? Mm-hmm. As we were heading, you know, Iraq started to go south, things started to get strange with the questioning of whether the administration could keep its policies going, domestic and foreign. This is all a sign of the opening degrees of Saturn's transit into Leo. Now it's coming into its main magnification in this year, and it is also being joined by Mars. Now, what is important about that is we shift to another marker, and that's the man who lived over four centuries ago, Michel de Nostradamus, who wrote prophecies about this time when Saturn and Mars are equally fiery. And this is as I draw up the prophecy here, this is a very key link to dating what is coming. And basically, the prophecy is quatrain 64 of century 4. It reads, "In the year when Saturn and Mars are equally fiery, the air is very dry. A long comet," which is his description for missiles, "from hidden fires, a great place burns with heat. Perhaps it's an insulation underground, perhaps in Iran. Little rain, hot winds, wars, and raids." Now, the times that Saturn and Mars are equally fiery have also coincided with either a sudden dramatic flame-up of wars that are ongoing, or it's the start of new wars. Saturn and Mars were in fire signs when Hitler conquered Warsaw. Saturn and Mars were in fire signs during the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. They were in fire signs when the Great Indian Partition took place and millions of people were displaced when Pakistan was created. My point being that these are very important windows in time, and Nostradamus was very sensitive to look at the repetition of windows in time in his prophecies. Now, what is key about what we have coming now is that Saturn and Mars are often in different signs equally fiery, but in this year, They're both in Leo in June of this year. And
John, and what are the odds? What are the odds of two adversaries, Yasser Arafat, Ariel Sharon, all dying within a relatively short time of each other?
Well, it's also the fact that they're also the same generation. So in the odds are not so big for that, because they're all around the same age. They've all had tough, stressful lives, and they're all giving out. I mean, they're all in their late 70s. So I'm not so surprised by that, but I am concerned when I see certain aspects in the end of March, which happened to coincide with the election in Israel, mm-hmm. and then I see these major magnifications of things in June, that are windows for war, and then another one again in December of the end of this year into January. When I see these happening, and when I see also prophecies related to a war in Mesopotamia, because of a fast company of people suddenly invading, who are called the Crusader Army, come into Mesopotamia. When you know that no Crusader Army ever marched and set foot in Mesopotamia, and yet here we have a predominantly Christian army, our army, in occupying what is modern-day Iraq. That's what Mesopotamia is. And the fact that that is overthrown, and also Saddam Hussein, there's prophecies looking about his overthrow mm-hmm. by people who are black in aspect, people, the black angry man or the black robed this or that, and it sounds like some extremist Ayatollah from the Shia sect. I've been saying in my book since 1986 that I've been trying to be a detective to follow the process of a mystery in the future that keys on the destabilization of the Middle East via a black-robed, black, angry, turbaned person or persons. Now, in those days, I thought it might have been Khomeini who wanted to spread his Islamic fundamentalist religion across the Middle East and radicalism. He died, that didn't happen, but sometimes when you look at a prophecy potential and it doesn't happen immediately, sometimes you're on the right track, but time takes its own course. And here we have again, with us occupying on the ground Iraq, we are just moments away, weeks away from finding out that the most radical parties of Shia Iraq have won the government and allied with the Kurds, are very seriously considering a breakaway from Iraq.